Watch, leftist groups attempt to breach police line at Texas Turning Point USA event. By Randy Clark on June 6, 2026. San Antonio, Texas, a group of protesters marched to Turning Point USA's Women's Leadership Summit, WLS, from a nearby park in the Alamo City on Saturday. As the summit continued inside the San Antonio Marriott River Center Hotel, the crowd of more than 100 protesters chanted vile slogans against Erica Kirk and the attendees and twice violently attempted to breach police lines and enter the event. Breitbart, Texas observed the protesters as they arrived at Labor Park in downtown San Antonio and planned to march to the PUSA WLS event. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, the protest against PUSA had been coordinated by a radical leftist group identifying themselves as People's Verdict, who handed out flyers at an earlier anti-ICE protest at the San Antonio City Hall. Videos of the event as it unfolded show protesters marching from the starting rally point to the Marriott River Center Hotel as they chanted anti-PUSA slogans. At the rally point, a protest organizer with the Chicano paramilitary Brown Beret group told protesters the group would march to the hotel and branch into two groups. One group would adopt a less aggressive posture toward law enforcement to protect those on court probation, while a second group would adopt a more aggressive stance. According to the organizer, the second group would use more aggressive tactics to antagonize law enforcement and attendees, and those joining it should expect to be arrested. A large presence of law enforcement officers, including San Antonio police officers on foot and on bicycles, formed a perimeter around the Marriott River Center Hotel property. The group of protesters blasted loud music at the hotel entrances and used a variety of noisemakers, hoping to disrupt the event inside. Several members of the group distributed snap-bang fireworks, which were later thrown at the officers standing watch at the hotel entrances. Officers manning the doorways did not respond to the throwing of the novelty firework noisemakers at them and maintained their position. A second video captures the protesters' attempts to breach the police lines formed to protect the hotel entrance. Breitbart, Texas captured the video near the entrance to the hotel showing mask-wearing protesters as they began to push towards the police line. On the first attempt, the police line held, and the protesters were held back. About one half hour later, the same group of masked protesters formed another line and made a second attempt. During the second attempt, one protester managed to cross a short distance onto private property and was arrested by police officers, who pushed the group back from the sidewalk to reorganize and regroup. As with other leftist organized protests in the Alamo City, some protesters sported Palestinian kafia scarves and waved Palestinian flags. Other attendees with the brown berets wore their traditional garb, which featured the image of Argentine Marxist Che Guevara and a trans flag patch. The protest outside the Turning Point USA WLS event went on uninterrupted and will continue through Sunday. The event, attended by more than 2,500 women of all ages, focuses on wellness, purpose, and faith. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, Turning Point CEO Erica Kirk addressed attendees on Friday afternoon and heads the list of speakers at the Women's Leadership Summit that will also include Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Riley Gaines, Allie Beth Stuckey, Savannah Chrisley, Gracie Hunt, and Savannah Hernandez, among others. A roaring crowd greeted Kirk as she spoke to a packed auditorium at the event, paying homage to the organization her husband began 14 years ago, saying, "Today is really special, for a multitude of reasons. But today marks 14 years, the day that my husband decided to start Turning Point USA." One heckler in attendance attempted to disrupt Kirk's speech but was quickly removed by security and arrested by the San Antonio Police Department. Kirk delivered an inspiring message to the women in attendance at the crowded event, saying, "As women, we are made for obligations that are greater than ourselves, it's in our DNA. I feel it every day, I know you guys do too. That's why it's nearly impossible, to find satisfaction in this world when you are relentlessly focused on what you can get versus what you can contribute." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.